They treat them like a baby, really. A lot of families treat the animals like babies or, well, an extra member of the family. And they're very sentimental about them. And apparently, I was told by one of the major supermarkets that the elderly people or people who are on a, low income, the first thing they buy is food for their animals before they will buy food for themselves. So they sell more cat and dog food than they will for the ordinary food to these people. And I think that's it's rather sad, really. But it just goes to prove how important those animals are to those people, that they take priority. But I love dogs and I don't like cats. So we all have, and I like horses and I love donkeys. The Donkey Sanctuary, which is at Sidmouth, which is on the coast in Devon, is the best endowed, wealthiest charitable organisation in this country. It has more money given to it than any other charity, including the ones for children, which is, I think, quite amazing, but it is indicative of the way that the British think about donkeys. And Bristol has got a very good veterinary school, and they have very good facilities for treating animals, obviously, horses in particular. But if they have a difficult case or a complicated case, they take that animal to the donkey sanctuary because the donkey sanctuary has got the best facilities in the country for treating horses or donkeys. And they take them there because they have got the facilities that can't be found even in the University of Bristol's veterinary school. And that, I think, is quite extraordinary. So